That's the sound of a loud, diesel-guzzling yellow school bus. New funding options coming online may mean fewer students hear that sound, as more school districts are able to switch to school buses powered by electricity. As WBUR's Kerry Young reports, that cleaner and quieter alternative is becoming more common on Massachusetts roads.
Electric school buses look the same as a regular gas or diesel bus, but they sure don't sound or even smell like one. At the Beverly Public Schools bus lot, driver Henry Berkemaus demonstrates how one works. After the initial beeping stops, a green light on the dashboard tells Berkemaus that he can hit the accelerator.
It operates the same as any other bus. The thing is, it drives sort of like a golf cart.
Second and fourth graders Angelina and Kenneth Dennis ride this bus to Cove Elementary School every day. They love the quieter ride, even if the other parts of the ride are still the same.
It's awesome. It's not noisy.
Yeah, well, some of the kids are a bit loud, so.
Their mom's favorite part? No diesel exhaust, which can sometimes trigger asthma in young kids. Dana Cruikshank is the district's transportation director. He says he can really notice the difference.
Having all diesel buses there, I'm walking in and around all those running diesel buses, so I could really smell the fumes. There's no fumes on this bus at all.
Electric school buses are also energy efficient. They use about 60% less fossil fuels than traditional buses, but they're expensive, costing up to $350,000, which is 2.5 times the cost of a diesel bus. And the charging stations are complicated to install. But a stream of new funding options is making them a more viable option for Massachusetts school districts. Today, the city of Beverly operates 2 electric school buses. 3 more are coming in the spring. And officials hope to transition the entire 48-vehicle fleet to electric within the next decade. To do that, the school district is partnering with an electric transportation financing startup called Highland Electric Fleets.
We have about $250 million in investment capital at the moment, and that gives us a good amount of runway to go out and try to convince people that this is a good thing to do and now is the right time to do it.
Amy McGuire is Highland's director of market development. She explains the company buys the buses and then leases them to the district for the same price that a diesel bus lease would cost. It's profitable because electric buses are about 30 to 50% cheaper to run and maintain. McGuire says it's a good long-term investment.
So the more we can get electric school buses on the road, the more the market grows and the technology cost goes down.
Federal funds are also now targeting cleaner and more efficient school transportation. Last summer, the Environmental Protection Agency announced it would give out $5 billion in grants as part of a clean school bus initiative. 5 Massachusetts districts qualified in the first round of funding, including Lawrence, New Bedford, and Fall River. That's going to put 76 new electric buses on Massachusetts roads by next year. Legal pressure from environmental groups in New England has also spurred change.
That exhaust coming from those tailpipes is filled with particulate matter and toxins. We really have to put the pressure on to get these companies to transition.
Heather Govern is with the Conservation Law Foundation. Her organization has been suing transportation companies for violating state idling regulations in New England. In the last 4 years, the group has settled 4 lawsuits with school bus vendors. They're now required to install software to monitor how long they idle and phase in electric school buses. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Young.